Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. This is Luke speaking. That's Luke Condor, with a K. K-O-N-D-O-R. How the hell are you? We're halfway through the year already, so I hope you're having a fantastic 2021. I know I am, and I hope you have an even better second half of 2021. Later on today, we have an interview with Joshua Boucher, so stick around for that. But first, we have to say goodbye to our last theme, Volume 66 of The Other Stories, and welcome in our next one, Volume 67. Now, this is something of a first for us. We hit our 5-year anniversary recently, and we thought, wouldn't it be nice to revisit some of our best, most popular, most awesome themes? So we asked the guys on the Facebook group and on the Patreon page which themes they'd like us to revisit, and the first one that they decided to go to is time travel. So Volume 67 of The Other Stories is Time Travel Part 2. And like all good sequels, we have a killer lineup of robots, automatrons, and aliens. Well, I mean writers and narrators. So we have Dexter McLeod, Carolyn O'Brien, Liam Hogan, Richard Reynolds is bringing back Swift Bear and Laxon, again voiced by Persephone Rhodes. And Sarah Crockford is providing our special Patreon episode this month for this theme. And also, I'll be popping in with a story. We've also got some narration duties being provided by James Barnett, Jimmy Horrors himself, Justin Fife, and Alexandra Elroy, with a brand new setup. So now all of her episodes are going to sound even better, if you can imagine it. I'm sure you guys, if you listen to this show regularly, you might be getting a little bit sick of hearing me talk about the hardcover edition of The Other Stories' Best Stuff collection. It's a signed hardback. It's got a beautiful cover, illustrated by the artist Pai Parr, who's worked on numerous books before. He did the cover. There's a really famous cover of the Burnt Offerings book. It's like a face with like trees growing out of the head. If you Google it, you'll know exactly what I mean. But he did the cover to that. And he also did he's worked on 2000 AD, which I don't know if you know, but 2000 AD, their Future Shocks short stories were a big influence, big inspiration for when we first started The Other Stories. So if you haven't seen the cover yet, definitely, I think you should 100% check it out. I think you will love it. Like I said before, it is brain melting. I think we've all said it's probably one of the best covers we've ever seen. Currently we have 69 copies of the book available, once they're gone, they are gone, and that's it. There's no amount of ritualistic summonings that you could do to bring this book back from the dead. Once these 100 are gone, well, once these 69 remaining are gone, that's it. They are gone for good. Vanished, vanquished to realms beyond. So to check it out and to grab a copy, head over to theotherstories.net/bestof. If you've enjoyed anything we've done over the years, then I think you'll get a lot out of this book. It's got 30 of our best, most popular short stories. It's got a foreword by modern horror extraordinaire Michael David Wilson. Stories by Joanna Skew, Richard Beauchamp, Matthew C. Butcher, Andy Conduit Turner, John Crinan, John Cronshaw, and the list is a long list, so I'm not going to go through it all right now. But to get the full table of contents, you're going to have to go to the website anyway. So the website is theotherstories.net/bestof. Right, moving on to Patreons. We have a few brand new patrons this month to add to our collection of super-powered super listeners. Brandon Chin. He's able to bring tattoos to life and turn them against the person who wears them. That's actually a pretty cool story idea. Rob Iben is the god of mischief, but he doesn't quite know it yet. Only when he hears the words Loki, Lego, tuna, and camping stove said in a row, just like that, just like I just did, will he become activated. Danny the Spoon Lord not only controls the spoons of the world, but is also able to clean them and order them to wash themselves, so her fingers don't get all wet and soapy and pruny. Danielle Steer, who was appointed by the Animal King and Queen to be the bridge between humankind and the Animal Kingdom. And apparently she's doing a cracking job too. And lastly, Samantha Romero, who can raise an army of the dead, but only on a Tuesday. Thanks very much to all of our new patrons and also all of our amazing patrons who support us month in, month out, or potentially drop out for a month and come back in. You know, it's an open door, and we wouldn't be able to do the show without you. It is very, very much appreciated. Thank you very, very much. Also, just to note, there are some changes coming to Patreon soon. New episodes are going to be hitting the Patreon feed 1 week before they hit the main feed. So in the past, we've always tried to get them out as fast as we can, and it normally works out like the day before, the Sunday before, which we've never been too happy with, but keeping on top of the production is always a struggle. There's a lot that goes on, a lot that goes into the making of an episode. And we've been working really hard to try and get ahead of the curve. So the idea is that we'll be able to get our episodes ready to upload to the Patreon subscribers 1 week before they hit iTunes and Spotify and that kind of thing. So if you want to know the twist in the story before everyone else, you have to become a patron. Also, some other changes will be hitting the Patreon feed soon. We'll be offering some merch in exchange for Patreon pledges, short story critiques, podcast editing critiques if you're a podcast editor or a writer, and more. Speaking of Patreon, this month's exclusive episode is The Tea House in the Mountains, and it's about a lost girl who takes refuge in an abandoned tea house awaiting her parents. There she falls prey to a lurking creature. And that's written by J.R. Traz and narrated by Jasmine Arch. So, if you want to join the Patreon, head over to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. I will bestow upon you a superpower, or I will let you know about a superpower that you already have and you may not know it yet. One last nugget of information before we jump over to our interview with Joshua Boucher. We have a new batch of themes for writers to submit their stories to. So if you're a writer, listen to this. Be sure to note down, we are looking for stories under the themes of video games, cults, surgery, superheroes, Victorian England, and metamorphosis. So if you're interested in getting your story selected and featured on The Other Stories, head over to theotherstories.net/submissions. Okay, so Joshua Boucher. A few years ago, Joshua was but a humble listener and an active member of the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group. And like what always happens with the Facebook group, members, we became friends, and at some point we realized that Joshua Boucher was wanted to do more, and he's an awesome dude, and he's a geyser of bountiful energy and fun, and someone we just love to be around. So we decided to give him the keys to the Facebook group to become the admin, and also the keys to the nuclear codes that could one day destroy the universe. So at the time of recording this interview, we found ourselves in different universes, so we weren't able to match up for a simple Skype or Zoom call. We had to deliver our questions and answers through multiversal time capsules. So, here we go. Hello, Joshua. This is Luke from speaking from the other universe. Here's the first question. You were given the nuclear codes a little while ago. How do you keep them safe from intruders and Vikings?
With necromancy, so a few hundred dead things with pointy swords and shields, and I also have trained a few samurai ducks, so it pretty much takes care of things.
Question two. You were also given total control over the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group. How do you keep it safe from intruders and Vikings?
Well, of course, I did try necromancy, but after trying a few attempts of shoving dead things into my USB port, I decided to give that up. And instead, I found this great new program called Skynet, and I've got a lot of hopes for the future with it. So right now, that's watching over us all.
Question three. What is your favorite thing about the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group and your least favorite thing?
Well, by far, my favorite thing is the community. We've got a lot of great people that come together and share ideas and share their lives with each other, and everybody's really cool, so I really appreciate that. We've got a lot of talented individuals, both professional and non-professional, that come together and really make a lot of great stories. My least favorite thing with the Facebook group is probably it's sometimes difficult to navigate. And some of the stuff they set up has really strange rules. Like, for example, the polls. I can only put so many sentences, so it makes it hard for, like, the current Choose Your Own Misadventure, where some of the poll questions are longer than it allows, so then I had to revert to doing it within the story thread itself, which made it very difficult for people to see. So stuff like that is probably my least favorite thing about Facebook.
Question four. A big part of the group is encouraging people to write. I think a lot of that came from your input. What made you want to go in that route?
You see, I've always been afraid to write. I've always wanted to write, but I've always been afraid to do it. And when I finally decided to put myself out there with the first Choose Your Own Misadventure, I was really scared and nervous. And when I got a lot of positive feedback from the group, and also I had a lot of help from Jasmine Arch and Luke, that really made a big difference, and I wanted to pass that on to other people. That's why we do the prompts and the writing competitions and the Choose Your Own Misadventures, because I want to encourage people that it's okay to put yourself out there, and we have such a positive group that it's okay. They don't have to worry about negative feedback or criticism, and it's a safe place to do that, and I think everybody should write and be able to express themselves through this type of creativity. And so that's what we, you know, I try to strive is put that out there so people, you know, have an outlet and they can get over this, you know, being afraid to put themselves out there because they shouldn't be.
Question five. How has the group helped your own writing?
Our wonderful group has allowed me to have a safe space to put my work out there, to get positive feedback. And I also get positive criticism, which is very important to me. I also owe a lot of thanks to Jasmine Arch and Luke for taking the time to look at my Choose Your Own Misadventures and give me positive feedback and like where I can improve, because I definitely have a lot to improve on. They've helped me grow quite a bit in a short amount of time as an author. I have a long way to go in my writing, but I'm enjoying it, and I know we've got a great space for me to continue to grow and expand as a writer. And one of my main goals as the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook administrator is to pass that on to our group members so they have a safe space to put their work out there through the prompts and through our writing competitions, which I've stated before. It's just, you know, it's a really good tool. I hope more people hear this and encourage them to write, and we get more responses in the prompts because I love reading them. They're all great, and I know I'm not the only one that looks forward to seeing the responses. Same with the contest. That's always great to see, you know, all the great ideas and stories that come out. And yeah, it's awesome. So I just can't say it enough. I love our community and what we're building here. It's just a really awesome thing.
Question six. Can you tell us a little bit about the Choose Your Own Misadventure series you've been running?
As a kid growing up, I loved to read, and one of my favorite series was Choose Your Own Adventure. I would have my finger stuck in 5 or 6 different spots in that book, so when I met a grisly end in the mouth of the alligators or ripped apart by the sharks, I would be able to go back to where I previously went to and try a different path, and I really enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun to have alternate endings, and I was sitting around one day and was like, you know, how can we have more fun in our Facebook group? And then I just thought of my old adventures, and I was like, well, why don't we do that? And I was like, wait a minute, I think the thing I loved the most about those books was when I met a grizzly end, and I was like, oh no. So I decided to make a Choose Your Own Misadventure, because that sound more fun to me, to see our adventures come to some grisly end on a regular basis. I think there's been very few times in my life that I've never been more nervous than the day I pressed send on my very first story. I was like, how are people going to receive this? I mean, is it utter crap? Is it something someone's going to even like? And to my surprise, even though it wasn't the best writing in the world, people enjoyed it. And that, yeah, just really spurred me on. I was like, well, you know, I enjoy this, and let's try it again. And we are now on number 7. Even though I am a bit behind on it, it is continuing. And I look forward to what the future brings. I think my absolute favorite part of the Choose Your Own Misadventure series is getting the group involved. I really enjoy the challenge of putting the choices out there and you guys getting the pick which direction the story is going to go. And then me, you know, having to write to that. I can't really set out outline or anything, so it's see the pants stuff, which I enjoy, and I really am enjoying this newest iteration of it, where you guys are actually submitting, you know, sentences and paragraphs about where the story should go next. And once we iron out some of the problems we've had with Facebook as far as the poll system, the next round should be a lot better. I'm gonna try to brainstorm more to make it a little bit more streamlined and easier for people to see and vote on. So, and I'm not sure I'll do that. So if there's any suggestions, please PM me. I am happy to hear them.
And lastly, question 7. What's coming up next?
Let's see. What's next? Well, I can smell the ungodly stench of a contest coming up pretty soon in the near future. And we're not sure exactly what it's going to be yet, but it is on the horizon. I can see its fingers poking up through the soil right now. I better go get my shovel, take care of that quick. And you know, we got movie club coming up this month. We've got our book club. We've got our, on average, 2 writing prompts a week, and those range anywhere from pictures to audio clips to just regular written prompts. And I just want to thank Luke for having me on for this interview. It's been a lot of fun. And I love Hawk and Cleaver. We're one of the best groups around. I know I'm a bit biased, but you know, it's the truth. And I love our community, and I love the content. I mean, that's what it all boils down to. It started all this is the wonderful content. Our Hawk and Cleaver family is just that, a family, and our writers and narrators just produce the best stuff out there. And it's just, you know, it's going to continue, and it's just going to get better and better. Our audio guys are just amazing. I mean, that's what I hear often is like, stories are great, the narrators are great, and the audio is amazing. I've heard people like talk about how they can't stand some podcasts, even though they're great podcasts, but the audio just drives them nuts. And all I hear is positive feedback about our guys. I mean, the whole group as a whole, all of them, all of us are just, it's just, once again, amazing. And I'm very happy and proud to be a part of it. And yeah, I look forward to what's around the corner, whether it be the undead or a hideous, unimaginable, unfathomable beast from the depths, or a squirrel with a shotgun. I mean, you never know.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.